Protests by players for the San Francisco Giants turned what should have been a night of celebration for the LGBT community into a political storm. Last Friday night, the Giants held their annual Pride Night during a game against the Chicago Cubs. At the game meant to highlight the city's vibrant queer community, fans were caught off guard when close-ups of starting pitcher Landon Roop revealed writing on his cap. Democrat State Senator Scott Wiener, who is running to replace Nancy Pelosi in Congress, explains the situation and how it became politicized.
Several baseball players defaced their rainbow baseball caps by putting on it a reference to a Bible passage that is being used by right-wing extremists to denigrate LGBTQ people. The Giants, tragically, didn't do anything about it, but Major League Baseball told the players, warned them, that it is a violation of the rules to deface your uniform in any way with anything.
One player, Sam Henches, did not deface his cap, but opted to wear the standard black and orange cap, telling the San Francisco Chronicle, quote, "It's just something that I felt like I was forced to support when I don't morally support it. There wasn't hatred behind it," end quote. Major League Baseball's warning prompted responses from various Republican politicians outside of California. In response to a Sports Illustrated post about the MLB's warning on X, Vice President J.D. Vance posted, quote, "Trump won. We don't have to do this anymore," end quote. Republican Missouri Senator Josh Hawley even wrote a letter to MLB accusing them of discriminating against Christian players. Mike Kruko, a former player and current broadcaster, spoke to multiple outlets on the issue. He told the San Francisco Chronicle the issue hit close to him because he has a gay son. He told San Francisco sports radio station KNBR that he understands players have the right to expression, but they should be aware of the city they represent.
When you're a player and you come into this environment, it's your responsibility to know just how sensitive this city is in regards to that cultural freedom and religious freedom and just the way that you live your life. And I think they were in for a rude awakening with the response. And it wasn't just from the gay community. It was from the Northern California community that supports the gay community. This is what has been incredible, the way that the reaction has centered around the emotion that Northern California has for the gay community.
Fans expressed disappointment, urging the team to do better for the city they play for. Some say they feel the situation takes away from the team's history with the LGBT community. The Giants were the first MLB team to have a pro-LGBT event in 1994 with their Until There's a Cure Night to acknowledge the AIDS epidemic. In 2021, they became the first team to incorporate pride colors into their uniform. Kruko says he and his family discussed this, and his granddaughter gave him an insight he had not thought about.
"Was Grandpa, we're always so happy at the ballpark." And that's true. And she said, "I'm sad that these guys did what they did. But I'm also sad that the 21 players that wore the hats, that stood tall and supportive of the gay community, they were not applauded for what they did. But people were really, really responsive to the players that didn't."
The Giants team put out a statement saying, quote, "We understand the choice by individual players has caused pain and anger to many in the LGBTQ+ community, and we are sorry for that," end quote. For KPFA News, I'm Kennedy Cuello.